Eamon, Donegal back in action this evening, and speaking to a lot of people, even speaking to Adrian Sweeney during the week, you know, difficulty of this fourth round qualifier. From your own experiences, and you've had a few, maybe not first round, but first outings in the qualifiers, how difficult is it?
That's difficult, especially coming off a bad defeat like the Tyrone result was. Just the training's been done, the hard work's been done all year. Really now where Donegal are at, it's just their mental state of mind and how much confidence they still have in themselves and in each other. And it's all to do with the head now in the next few weeks and how they approach the game tonight now. It'll be tough. It'll be tough because a lot of them young lads will, you know, the result will take in a lot out of them, but like the only way is just to get back on it, and I'm sure the likes of, you know, Michael Murphy and Frank McGlynn, Neil McGee and these boys, Paddy McGrath will have, you know, been a driving force in this last few weeks, and that's where the boys have to learn from. Like.
Yeah, I suppose they can go two ways. They can the confidence can be drained from them from that performance against Tyrone, or else they can really bounce back because they can say, right, we let ourselves down, we let the team down, we let the county down against Tyrone, so we're better than that. So you know there'll be a bounce factor.
Hopefully there'll be a bounce factor. You know, I think just knowing the lads, that the main thing is for them is that they'll not care too much about whether they let us down or, you know, an outside perception is just that they let themselves down and they just didn't get to the level that they were capable of, and that will really, really annoy them, and hopefully it'll drive them on, and, you know, they'll have that bit of hunger and they'll have learned, they'll have watched the video loads of times, like, and hopefully they'll have learned and be able to push it on or against Longford.
Yeah, and at home, a lot of people saying that's quite important too, that it would be a tricky enough assignment if you had to go to Pierce Park.
Would be tricky, surely, you know, with Longford have that record of taking a big scalp every few years in the qualifiers set up, and, you know, we've been unbeaten in championship football and Championship and League in McCool Park, so it was a big one that our name was first out, and it's just another wee plus in terms of the lads once they get going tonight. Yeah.
And tell me, what do you expect the Longford approach? As you said, they have a good record, a brilliant record over the last 9 years. They haven't lost a first round, and they've taken a few big scalps even in second rounds.
Yeah, definitely. And what's Longford like when you go back to the Leinster Championship? A poor Leash team beat them, and you know, as I said, it's the same with Longford. It's the same with Donegal. Is that it's where their state of mind is, and Longford will be approaching this game knowing that they can put it up to them. There'll be very little fear factor there. You know, a fragile Donegal team. They don't know where they're at.
And they have a game. They have a game under their belt and a win under their belt.
They also have the game under their belt, and you know, just the simple matter is that they'll be going into the game with no fear, and they'll be just going for it. And I said earlier on in the week, you know, I was talking about the game that if it's tight coming into the last quarter, I hope it isn't tight. I hope that Donegal is pulled away by that stage. But you know, you'd be worried that if the game was still in the Melville Park with 15-20 minutes to go.
And tell me, in terms of the team, do you expect any changes?
No, I wouldn't say there'll be any wholesale changes. You know, Donegal just have to get back to doing what they do well in terms of, you know, there's not going to be any positional changes. Like, people have been calling maybe Michael to move full forward again. And this comes out every time Donegal struggle. You know, we have to realise that Michael is the main man for Donegal, and it's as a midfielder. No, he's a link man. He gets on a lot of ball. He tracks back, and he just puts in a massive shift. But it's going to be from midfield, and you know, I think we have to park that idea, and we'll see. I think we'll see a far more kind of defensively sound Donegal team than the Tyrone game, because in fairness to Tyrone, they got through for a few handy scores, and you know, that's one of the big things that Donegal need to improve on, that and their kickout, you know, their long kickout strategy, that we'll have to see something different there. But I don't see any positional changes now or in terms of new names coming in. I think Rory believes in the boys, and they'll be wanting to go out and right the wrongs of the Tyrone game.
the fact that it is Longford, do you think they might go back to more of the game they played in the league as well, of getting forward more and driving forward more? And I know they'll be a little bit worried about the defence, but at the same time, probably more kind of play on the front foot than maybe on the back foot as they did against Tyrone.
Yeah, and it's the same with the same nowadays. You have to prepare differently for every team. You know, Tyrone are going to get numbers back. They have an incredibly sound defensive structure there, that they just gobbled up a few of the lads that, you know, once they slow the man down, they just turn the ball over. And Longford will be different. There'll be pockets of space that Donegal can get into. And, you know, that's what we want to see. We want to see Donegal go at a team, and they'll take a different approach in terms of how they go about that.
You said your big fear is that if it's tight coming to the end, that Longford may kick on. Is that your biggest fear?
Yeah, that's just my biggest fear. Just go back to my first point, is just the state of mind of the lads, you know. And if it is tight, you know, them wee doubts that it will have been there since the Tyrone game might start creeping back, and you know, they start asking them, are they good enough? All these things, and are we 10 points? Us against Tyrone, you know, are we that bad a team? And it's just going to be them wee doubts could start creeping in and affecting their performance and making them nervous, make more mistakes. Longford then, on the other hand of it, will be getting positive, and you know, they'll be building on that. And it's just a dangerous period of time if it is tight there.
The general impression is the Donegal we saw against Tyrone isn't the real Donegal. They're much better than that. Is that your belief?
I think that anybody that knows football and has followed this Donegal team this last few years knows that it's not the real Donegal team. And, you know, every team has an off day. It's just unfortunate that we had an off day against one of the top teams in the country. You know, Tyrone have aspirations of an All-Ireland. Like, they've got their Ulster this year, and, you know, more than likely they'll get another Ulster, so that's two. So they'll be thinking of an All-Ireland, how to go about taking on the Dubs and how to go about taking on Kerry in these teams. So once you have an off day against a team like that, you're going to get the same result as you did the last day. And it's just, the Donegal can bounce back. It'd be very, very positive of a good result.